This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Once again, this is Jim Fenster, guest hosting for Daniel. With special thanks to Daniel and Catherine for giving me this opportunity. Once again, I'm here with my special feature guest, Mona Alexis Presley. If any of you are disturbed by what you're hearing, meaning if you find it very difficult to believe, if you have questions you'd like to raise about things you don't understand, if you want to challenge us about the facts of the matter, call in. Mona and I are going to continue to talk about several of these cases, but we'll be glad to take your calls, and you can address them to me, to Mona, to us both, about Sandy Hook, about Las Vegas, about Parkland, about Santa Fe, or whatever else is on your mind, you know, however loosely related, because the American people are being subjected to a scam, one scam after another. Mona, I think an awful lot of the public doesn't realize how remunerative it can be to be a crisis actor, how much money you can make, for example. For the 26 families, you know, faked having lost friends or relatives at Sandy Hook, they split between $27 and $130 million contributed by sympathetic but gullible Americans. That's over $1 million apiece for pretending to have lost a child or a relative at Sandy Hook. In addition, the school, the building was dilapidated. As I observe, it had been abandoned by 2008. We've had further confirmation from a contractor who was visiting a friend at a home about 10 miles away who, unbeknownst to him, was traveling to Sandy Hook while he was there to pick up some school desks on the cheap for his own kids to use. He went over with him and was just astonished by the dilapidated condition of the school where the caretaker said it had been condemned, because it was loaded with asbestos, biohazards, damaged by a hurricane, big flood in Sandy Hook in 2007. We get all kinds of confirmation. They received a grant of $50 million to put up a new school, which is pretty bizarre because I looked into the matter and found this was just a kindergarten through fourth grade school across the country. They only averaged 7. So the Newtown School Board got 7 times 7 million to put up a new elementary school in place of the old at Sandy Hook. What was this to be? The Taj Mahal of elementary schools? And similarly, I think you have picked up, Mona, on the fact that those who were at the Las Vegas concert, I'm talking about the crisis actors, as we know them to be, have been given, $250,000? This is really hush money to not talk about it. It may have been even more. Comment.
Right. Plus, they can put up the GoFundMe fundraiser so they could raise even more money. And they do. I've checked it out. They've gotten up to $300,000 from what I've seen in donations. Some of the
individual alleged victims.
Correct. That are survivors. They're still alive.
Or
the family members. You know, the ones that they say died.
And it's such an outrage. I mean, ripping off the American public. It was egregious. One fellow had written on 4chan that there was also a plan afoot to bring in these body scanners that the Chertoff group, when Michael Chertoff, who is its head, had installed in the airports when he was our second head of Homeland Security. The safety of these devices has never been ascertained. One journalist who was advocating their installation in the casinos and resorts in Las Vegas said it only delays your entry into an entertainment venue for 30 seconds. Causing me to reflect that when we go to see the dentist, they cover us with a lead vest before they exposed our teeth to create dental x-rays for milliseconds. Who knows how much damage can be done to the human body by 30 seconds of exposure to radiation.
Right. And I won't be taking any vacations to Las Vegas, that's for sure. not with those scanners in. And if they get them all over the country, I just won't go on vacation and check into a hotel.
This is just a classic of creating a phony problem so you can provide a solution at great expense to the taxpayer, because the Chertoff Group tends to make hundreds of billions of dollars pure profit if these are installed in the resorts and casinos in Las Vegas and then expanded to the schools and churches, other public institutions. That seems to be a motive behind all this, to make hundreds of billions to solve a phony problem at taxpayer expense.
Right. They have so many agendas going. They have the gun control agenda, money-making agenda, the New World Order trying to get us into that system. They have that going. They just want total control over the world, and we're getting in the way of that. So that's why we have so many false flags. That's why their shootings have increased. Because they really need to get our weapons, and it seems like they are desperate to get our weapons these days, because you have some of the Democratic leaders saying, go and let's go and confiscate all of them at gunpoint. I mean, how crazy is that?
Yeah. Crazy indeed. In fact, just before the show, I was sent an article by one of the so-called fact checkers, and this is just proof positive that you have to fact check the fact checkers, that this is just another layer of disinformation, where this fact checker site claimed that a report by Dr. Elwin, who is a contributor to Sandy Hook. She is the contributor and published 80 articles on Sandy Hook before I edited the book. In Fellowship of the Minds, had published what we had discovered, that the March for Our Lives permit had been issued months in advance. We had done a lot of research on this. We had discovered, for example, that the mayor's special events task force requires a letter of intent if you want to close a roadway in Washington, D.C., be submitted at least 180 days, that's 6 months in advance. So if we're talking about an event on the 25th of March, then you're going back to, what, August or September, they had to initiate the process. Only Domegard, who's done absolutely brilliant work on this subject, had been sent a response by a Metropolitan Police Department official named Scott Earhart. In reference to your inquiry concerning the March for Our Lives demonstration here in the District of Columbia on March 24, 2018, Metropolitan Police Department received a permit application several months prior to the actual event, and there was several months of planning for this large event. Now, what this is, PolitiFact, this is one of these totally phony and contrived fact checkers did, was to call up Officer Earhart after this had become an issue, because we published about it, to ask him if this were accurate, and he just denied it, you know, because he now knows it's a hot potato. So he gave him the phony claim that it actually had been permitted on March 13th, which is simply absurd. I mean, there are even lots of public sources that show that's ridiculous. Time magazine, for example, was laying out just a page after page after page, details, maps, products, already by 18th of March. That would be 5 days later, not enough time to organize the local bake sale. Mona, it's embarrassing and insulting when you have these phony organizations of fact checkers that are being run as stooges of the government. In fact, Snopes has just been outed as a CIA contrivance, and that's the prototype. That's the model for what we're dealing with here. This is fake fact-checking to reinforce fake stories coming from a fake government. I'm just embarrassed by this.
Me too. And you can tell they have the entire control over the Internet. you know, that they're able to say, well, these credible fact checkers said that this is false, and everybody just believes it. But the other side, that our voice is not being heard because they have total control of the internet. That's been the most frustrating thing, I think, is that, you know, the YouTube videos going down. I don't know why people don't ask themselves why are they taking down videos that, you know, why are they telling me I can't see this video? That I would be curious as an American citizen of why they're not letting me watch this video, and it would make me want to watch it even more. If the video is telling the people a lie, then that's going to come out that it's a lie. But they're hiding the truth is what they're doing. It has nothing to do with it being conspiracy theory that's incorrect, and we're just wasting everyone's time with these conspiracy theories. It's because they're true, and they're trying to hide them, and that's why they banned the videos. And that should be obvious to the American people, but common sense doesn't seem to be obvious to the American people these days. I don't see much common sense. They don't believe what they're seeing with their eyes. An example is the Pentagon. When the missile hit the Pentagon, people didn't believe their eyes that, you know, there was just this little hole in the Pentagon. An airplane definitely would not have gone through that. So they listen to what the government tells them, and they believe that over what they see with their own eyes. So I don't know how we're going to undo this craziness and the lack of common sense the American people have. It's unbelievable.
Well, you got that right. I think it's a form of what's known as cognitive dissonance, because that the idea that the American people as a whole could be played so grossly by their own government and by the mainstream media, it's so un-American, it's so contrary to our past experience, we find it very difficult to take seriously. So that until you take a real look at one of these cases, I recommend Sandy Hook, but you could go to Parkland, or you could go to Las Vegas. Pick the one that you find emotionally the least challenging and upsetting and check it out, because there's a multiplicity of studies out there. We'll tell you where to find them when we come back from this break.
Numana, the true pioneer of healthy storable foods and preparedness products, has gone and done it again. Numana is now the first food storage company in the country to offer organic powdered milk free of hormones. Our goal is to change the way you look at storable food. Numana is GMO-free, contains no high fructose corn syrup, aspartame, or artificial ingredients. Numana's great tasting and easy to fix meals are perfect for emergencies or a quick dinner for your family this weekend. We also offer the revolutionary Defender Pack, which combines organic superfoods with the GMO-free meals our customers rave about. Go to Numana.com or call 888-597-0775 today to learn more. That's 888-597-0775. Numana, food storage you'll love to eat.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
What advice would you give to the public, which may be, you know, unsure what to think about any of these things? How can they sort it out? Where would you suggest they begin?
I think your blog spot is an awesome place because you have so many different articles from so many people that have contributed on a variety of the false flag issues. That there's a wealth of information in your blog, definitely. And then your moonrockbooks.com, if somebody wants to purchase, you know, your books, they're awesome also. A lot of information in all of them. That would be all I would need for, you know, to confirm that we are being played and we're being lied to. But the American people should know this. They don't trust the government. That, you know, if they don't trust the government, why are they not questioning the government?
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. I mean, about these shootings, I think it's because, as you observed early on, they're emotionally very skillfully constructed to have maximum emotional impact. And I think it's just very difficult for, you know, and then there's an emotional response if you say, you know, no, actually nobody died. I have a very good friend who happens to be a social psychologist who's been conducting experiments with the public in relation to Sandy Hook. And he put the book on a DVD. And he would encounter people, you know, talk to them about Sandy Hook over the years. And it's been several, of course, now since the event first occurred back in 2012. And he got tremendous resistance. And he said, well, look, I'll tell you, if you'll just read this book, take a look at this, I'll give you $100 if you come back and tell me you still think it was real. He has given out hundreds of these, and he's never had one person come back and tell him they thought it was real.
Really? Wow.
Yeah. And he's telling me that...
Go ahead.
I was just going to add on, and he's discovering now people are much more open-minded about all these false flags. I don't know which one might be breaking through, but, you know, I mean, so many of them are simply ridiculous, and we're being played, and it's got such blatant political dimension to it. Go ahead, Mona.
I was just surprised because, I don't know, maybe it's the social media sites that I go on that it seems like nobody has a clue as to what's going on. But it's good to hear that people are, you know, open-minded, that they will actually read it and change their mind.
You're still finding a tremendous amount of resistance. Well, they have created any number of websites, of course, to attack all this stuff. I just discovered, I just got even from Huffington Post, no less, 6 Sandy Hook families, FBI agent sue Alex Jones for defamation. Family
right.
members of 6 victims of the 2012 Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting in Newtown, Connecticut, filed a defamation lawsuit on Wednesday against Jones, who for years has published the false conspiracy theory. Notice how they put in the word false. I mean, how do they know it's false? They've never studied it. It turns out to be true that the massacre never happened. It didn't happen the way we were told. It was a FEMA drill that was presented to the public as a live event. Would you believe that even in the reporting from Sandy Hook at the time, Mona, they had this sign, everyone must check in. They had pizza and bottled waters at the firehouse. They had porta potties already in place. They had masses of people wearing name tags on lanyards. You had parents bringing children to the scene. No parent would bring their child to the scene of a child shooting massacre. But it was an exercise, a rehearsal. They were treating it as a festive occasion. It says right in the manual, everyone must check in. And, of course, refreshments and restrooms are a standard part of FEMA exercises where they identified the players by name tags on lanyards. So it all fits when you understand what's going on, Mona. It's hard for me to believe that people are still being taken in.
I know.
You mentioned the blog. I have a piece entitled Sandy Hook, How We Know These Lawsuits Against Alex Jones Are Malicious. If anyone wants to get a short introduction, I mean, this won't take you 10 minutes to read. Search on Sandy Hook, How We Know the Lawsuits Against Alex Jones Are Malicious at jamesbester.blogspot.com. Check it out, and you'll see the enormity of the deception. We'll be right back to Mona and me.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Shipping, processing, return postage extra. Auto ship and other terms apply.
Mirror, mirror on the wall. Why does my hair look so old and thin?
Ladies, if your thinning, damaged hair is making you look older, then you must hear this message from Keranique, the number one women's hair regrowth system in America and the bestseller at Ulta stores nationwide that's clinically proven to thicken, strengthen, and repair hair. Right now, Keranique is letting 1 million women try Keranique risk-free through this special radio offer. That's right. To try the number one hair regrowth system for women, just dial *646 on your mobile phone to try Keranique risk-free for a full 30 days. Keranique is so popular, a new woman tries it every minute. The Keranique Hair Regrowth Treatment contains the only FDA-approved ingredient clinically proven to regrow women's hair. You'll even see thicker, fuller results right away, guaranteed. So dial *646 on your mobile phone right now to start regrowing the thicker, fuller hair you love. Dial *646 to try Keranique for yourself risk-free. Hurry, this offer will not last long. Dial ** and the number 646. Dial *646.
Once again, time flies when you're having fun. It's so great to have you here, Mona. I am sitting in for Daniel. Much thanks to Catherine for arranging all of this. And I was such a fan of Joyce that I miss her dearly. I appreciated your suggestion of going to the blog, jamesfetzer.blogspot.com, because right now my latest blog is this one entitled Fact Checkers Get It Wrong. March for Our Lives permit was issued months in advance. And I give you a link to the original by Dr. Real One. It turns out I just went there and found that she's updated with an additional note that Officer Earhart has given four different dates for when the permit was issued, Mona, four different dates. So which one does PolitiFact take to be correct? I mean, it's embarrassing, the superficiality of their whole mode of operation, as though you could just call up one of the perps. You know, right. It'd be like calling up Bonnie or Clyde and asking whether they robbed banks, although they took great pleasure. They would actually openly admit it.
Yeah, they're counting on the fact that American people would just read their headline and then resolve in their mind that, you know, us conspiracy theorists are crazy and then just move on with their life. That's what they're counting on. That's why they do those articles. Because if anybody
I think you're right. They just want to make an impression. You see, right. They want to make an impression even if it happens to be false, because then actions can be taken based upon those impressions as though they were true. I want to turn to the Santa Fe thing. I don't know how much time you've spent on it, Mona, but it turns out to be another contrived event. Jim Stone was right on top of this. He noticed right off the bat that they had trolls on forums all over the Internet, even non-major, relatively modest forums of people within minutes claiming they'd been there and witnessed the event. I mean, how bad is that, Mona? In addition, he checked out the Facebook account for the alleged shooter, and it turned out to be only 3 weeks old. And they showed this trench coat he's supposed to have been wearing, which was obviously just a stage prop. It's got an iron cross, you know, a Nazi insignia. It's got a little red star for Antifa. This organization claims to be anti-fascist, but actually it's a fascist organization. It's financed by George Soros in Charlottesville. George Soros brought in a busload of Antifa and a busload of Black Lives Matter, so that when the mayor of the city who was in on it had the Charlottesville police stand down, the governor, Terry McAuliffe, a buddy of Hillary Clinton, surprise, surprise, had the National Guardsmen direct the peaceful protesters into a violent confrontation with the Black Lives Matter and Antifa people to make a political controversy. And then they staged a phony crash attack. In fact, I just published quite a revelation you can also find on my blog about fake news. The New York Times celebrates a Charlottesville stuntman, a shop photo, and a crisis actor who made her debut at Sandy Hook. It turns out that the woman who played the role of the mother of Heather Heyer, who was supposed to have died in the crash of this car, which was all staged, not only did Heather not die at the crash, but the following day, but this woman playing her mother also played the mother of one of the teachers at Sandy Hook. I mean, it's that bad. It's all spelled out in the blog. So if you just go to my blog, jamesfetzer.blogspot.com, and start working backwards, you're going to find stunning stuff that'll blow your mind. We also have photographs of a crisis director on the scene at Santa Fe. It's this woman with short blonde hair directing students where to go. They're not showing any sense of urgency. And then there's another photograph of her directing them to get on a bus, a school bus, and two of the girls are sitting there holding their bottles. A bottled water. I mean, it's just amazing how common it is. It appears, I mentioned how a sane progressive had discovered that in Parkland they had closed the school early at 1 o'clock because it was St. Valentine's Day, and that's why you didn't find any students. Well, here in Santa Fe, they seem to have flipped the calendar. While most of the schools start at 7:55, they seem to have managed the schedule for 7:10 to make it appear school was going when they staged this event, Mona. Here are a couple of reports from a research colleague about Santa Fe, and then I'll turn it over to you. I am sure you are suspecting by now that this is another deep state operation, and it has all the qualities of it. This is in my neck of the woods down here in Houston. There was a beta test back in February. Someone called 911 and said shots had been fired at the school. Then the lawyers for the so-called gunman said, we didn't see this coming. Oh, really? Then what was that about back in February? Here is a link to that story and how convenient that this happens during the NBA Finals and the Houston Rockets happen to be playing. And a big deal was made of it before their game with the Golden State Warriors the other night. In other words, it's staged to get maximum publicity because so many would be looking at the game. I'm also highly suspect that this Pakistani exchange student story just too convenient that a Middle Eastern kid gets killed. Technically, Pakistan isn't really in the Middle East, but we get the idea. She continued, I cannot find a trace of either of these teachers they say was killed. And the stories about them keep changing. And even one of the names was changed, and they were not even teachers. One is a teacher's aide, the other is a substitute, according to the press reports. Neither has any teaching credentials with the state of Texas. Teacher aides are supposed to have a certificate, and even that has changed. They say Tinsdale was the aide. Then they said she was the sub. They cannot get their numbers or the name straight. Neither is listed as a staff member for the school. As the story was unfolding last Friday morning, some of the employees said they were told not to talk to the press. And the students were told the same thing. So as they were putting them on buses and taking them to other schools, the local Houston reporters were trying to find out where they were being taken, and no one would even talk to them. How else could a parent know where to pick up their kid except from the press? Many had cell phones, but not all of them. A lot of these people interviewed appear to me to be crisis actors. I don't think here any doubt about it. And even on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, Mona, a miracle in Texas. Star high school baseball student survived gunshot to the head. And he's smiling, and you can see a bit of a Band-Aid at the back behind his ear. I mean, this is so ridiculous. It is so ridiculous.
Wow. So, I haven't done any, I don't know anything about that shooting except what I read in your article. And yeah, it doesn't surprise me. I mean, we never had any school shootings, in the past, but now since they're trying to take away our guns, we have a shooting every week. So that should say something. That should tell the American people something. It's not that we're getting more violent. It's the government is getting more desperate to take away our guns.
In fact, there's been a steady diminution in gun violence in the United States since between 1993 and 2014. There was a 50% drop in gun homicides, for example, Mona. And in relation to gun violence, there was a 75% drop the number per 100,000 in 1993 was 725.3, but by 2014 it had dropped to 174.5, more than 75%. So all of this has been exaggerated for political effect. And I say, if anyone wants to understand the absurdity of this gun control agenda, just look at Chicago. Chicago has among the most stringent gun laws in the country, and it has an astronomical gun violence rate. I mean, that's what you're inviting, because remember, when you take guns away from the law-abiding citizens, all of those who are not law-abiding still have their guns. Those are the ones you wanted to target in the first place. Well, they're committing the crimes because they don't abide the law. So taking guns away from law-abiding citizens, frankly, in my opinion, is completely insane.
I think it's crazy. And I can't believe that all of the Democrats feel this way. I think we're just hearing from the representatives in government. I don't think the people feel, you know, all of the Democrats, they can't feel that way. That is crazy. I mean, there was a time in my life that I was a Democrat, and I voted for a Democrat. But I always, common sense told me, you know, you need a gun to protect yourself.
That's right. And you've got a Democratic representative from California's 15th district by the name of Eric Swalwell, who wants all assault weapons. I mean, it's a name they made up for political purpose to be banned. He wants the federal government to have a gun buyback program, and that if they won't sell their guns back, to be taken forcibly away from the citizens at gunpoint. What kind of irony is that?
Right. I think we as a nation need to stand up to our government and say no more. This is too crazy.
Mona, we'll be right back after this break. Jim Fetzer sitting in for Daniel right here on the Power Hour with you.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states, and claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at gcnlive.com.
Jim Fetzer sitting in for Daniel. Once again, thanking my special guest, Mona Alexis Presley, who's done such brilliant work on Las Vegas and other of these issues. Mona, I'm just a huge fan. Here's a final statistic to contemplate. There are 5 million AR-15s in the United States, but only 5 have been used in mass shootings. And in fact, that's a flimsy, false statistic, because included in those 5 would be Sandy Hook, Parkland in Las Vegas, where no AR-15 was used because they were all fabricated events. Mona, is just dumbfounding what they're trying to perpetrate on the American people.
Right. And did you hear about the study that the CDC did where they found that per year, 200 million deaths were, 200 million people defended themselves with their guns against somebody that was trying to harm them.
Mona, the CDC, it turns out, has been suppressing studies they did in 1966, 67, and 68 that showed, 96, 97, and 98, let me correct the dates, that showed that guns were used defensively to protect Americans about four times as often as they were used defensively. Obviously, this is a propaganda stunt, and I have no doubt it's because these are Obama and Hillary, loyalists and Obama holdovers in these elements of the administration where they've been sabotaging Donald Trump's efforts to run the government after he was duly elected. I mean, it's just outrageous that there would be these CDC studies and that they would refuse to release them because they show that guns are more of an aid to the safety of the American citizen than they are a detriment or a threat.
Mm-hmm. And all you need to do is look at Chicago. They have the strictest gun laws. I think they do. It's either that or New York City, and they have the most murders with guns.
Yeah, it's absolutely astounding. It turns out worldwide, Mona, that gun ownership and homicide rates are inversely related, meaning they try to tell you the more guns, the more homicides, but it's false. It's the opposite. The countries
right.
with the highest gun ownership, the United States and Canada, for example, have among the lowest homicide rates. Countries with among the lowest gun ownership, such as Latin America, South America, Brazil, have among the highest homicide rates. Africa, low gun ownership, high homicide rate. So we have a choice. We can have high gun ownership and low homicide rate, or we can have low gun ownership and high homicide rate. Frankly, I don't think that's the top choice.
Right. It's all common sense, and I wish people would wake up and find their common sense again, because if we don't, they're going to disarm us eventually if we don't stay vigilant in educating ourselves as to, you know, the games that they play, the psychology, the manipulation psychologically.
And remember the three levels of security that will adversely affect your personal and family security. It takes as many as 20 minutes for the cops to show up because they bring their guns, but it may be too late. Then you have community or social security. You can have riots break out in your street or a motorcycle gang take over. You won't be able to defend your community if you don't have guns. And national security. Remember, Emperor Hirohito decided not to invade the United States because his highest-ranking military advisors warned him there'd be a sniper behind every bush. And I say if these democratic liberal gun grabbers like this Eric Solwell had their way, we might all be speaking Japanese today.
That's right. And if they have a law, too, the police officers do not have to protect us. That is not their job. That's what they say. It's not our job to protect the American people.
So if you can't protect yourself, you can't count on anyone else to do it. That should be the American way. I mean, after all, look out for yourself. Protect yourself. Don't let them take your guns. This has been an elaborate Democratic project to promote gun control because their other narratives are falling apart. They want to do big at the midterm elections, and they've decided this is the way they're going to do it. Mark my words. This is being done over and over again. Debbie Wasserman Schultz is a key player here. She was worried about the forthcoming trial of her IT guys, these Pakistani guys. She was allowing to spy on the Congress using her as the cover. Could see a loss of as many as 11 seats in Florida alone. They've created this gun grab idea using these phony staged attacks in order to gain voter support for the midterm elections, where the March for Our Lives, was simply a Democratic voter registration drive that acquired billions of free dollars worth of free publicity, Mona. It's a disgrace.
It is. I agree. 100%.
So anyone out there in the West now, go ahead.
I hope we can turn this around. I really do. I have my doubts, but we can.
Yeah. Americans aren't going to give up their guns, I'll tell you. And if it comes to a civil war, it'll come to a civil war because there are plenty of Americans who understand the vitality that on the multiple grounds I've already described, personal security, community security, national security, giving up our guns would be an absurdity, a manifest absurdity. And I say anyone who is telling you they want to take your guns, repudiate them, those are the people to get out of Congress and not to vote in. This thing has to backfire, Mona.
Right.
It's a fraud
on
the American people.
They, when they use the term law-abiding citizen, people pride themselves on that, that I'm this law-abiding citizen. That's how they are going to manipulate the people to give their guns to the government. Oh, well, I have to be this law-abiding citizen. So you have to stay clear-minded that law-abiding citizen doesn't mean you have to be a sitting duck and listen to a tyrannical government.
And the highest law of the land is the Constitution, which includes the Second Amendment. So all those gun grabbers are standing in violation of the Constitution. And if they're already in office like this Eric Swalwell guy in California, he's violating the sworn oath he took. He's already discredited himself and deserves to be impeached and removed from office, Mona. That's the bottom line here.
I agree.
I want to thank you again for coming on with me, Mona. You're doing brilliant work. I encourage anyone, check out my blog, jamesfester.blogspot.com. If you want to go deeper, check out moonrockbooks.com. Special thanks to Daniel and Catherine for giving me this opportunity once again, and to all of you for listening.
Have a hold of you? Theparamol.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at theparamol.com today.
Other gold companies are in the business to sell. USGoldCoins.com is in the business to educate. Educate yourself by signing up to receive a free information packet on how to invest in today's economy safely while protecting your wealth. Call 1-800-HOT-COIN. That's 1-800-HOT-COIN. Protect your future and get sound advice at USGoldCoins.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.